understand what is established in the faith of the Kochan. If everything comes from Hashem, and there's nothing you can change your panasa or health, etc., 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 so then what is this business called Hishtadlus? So by now you should all know and understand and have it clear in your head that the mitzvah of Hishtadlus has nothing to do with panasa or health or whatever it is. There's a mitzvah bifnei atzmoy to be makadosh shem shemayim v'rabim. That's the mitzvah of Hishtadlus. How do you know where you're supposed to be in Makadosh Shem Shemayim? Well, if you've got toothache, the stomach you're supposed to be doing is the dentist. And if you don't have bread on your table, then the stomach, you have to do it in wherever you're going to work or whatever. But wherever it is that a Kol Boku sends you, that's your mitzvah now to be Makadosh Shem Shemayim. If it happens to be in the Beit Midrash, if you happen to be a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, as I said, you can be Makadosh Shem Shemayim without leaving the Dalaramis of your shtender. One second. So that's the Yesoid. The Yesoid here is that Hishtadlus has nothing to do with the end result. Reb Sorotkin's story telling the doctor, if I die, don't worry, it's nothing to do with you. If the operation is a success, don't worry, it's nothing to do with you. Why don't you have to go to the best doctor? Because if you're going to go to the Makadosh Shem Shemayim, you're going to find the biggest bar guy to pull down the rug or two. That's what you told him. So that's the mitzvah of Hishtadlus. We went on a bit of a minor detour onto what's going on in the world today. The way that the world set up, the way the Gedolei HaTorah set up the Torah world today, where the Noshim are supporting the husbands working, and we wanted to indicate that on the basis of how we understand Hishtadlus, at least the Hishtadlus they should be doing should be kosher Hishtadlus. The same way as if I'm out there working and I'm going to make Hishtadlus for Parnassa, so called, then if by stealing, so then there's something wrong. You can't be Makadosh Shem Shemayim by doing a virus. So too, you can't have a woman being Makadosh Shem Shemayim and doing panasa if she's in place, because she shouldn't be in the first place. From that, you're not going to grow up in a Torah. That's kind of where we got up to, yeah? Okay, we're on Reish Aleph, and we're going to discuss right in the sugya. You have a question?
Why does it seem like there's a direct relationship between Shabbat and
outcome? Why does it seem there is a direct? Where do you see that?
It seems that people who go out to work seem to make more money than people who don't.
So we spoke about that last week. There needs to be a thing called Bechir in the world. Yeah? In order to make Bechir, you need to see some people doing what the Sotah wants you to do, being Matzliach. If everybody sat and learned, had a mouse for mouth and everything was fine, everybody went out to work, was starving to death, there wouldn't be any Bechir, everyone would come and learn. So in order to maintain Bechir in the world, you get certain people that work for the Sotah. So everything they do, cause and effect, works nicely. And that's just to confuse us. In order to maintain Bechira. You have to have Bechira, because that's the whole purpose of the world. We have Bechira. If there's no Bechira, then we can all go home. We came down in this world to be able to earn the relationship with Him, so that we don't eat the bread of shame. When a Rayla Hagdi, Sheroy Grubim Shogadoyli Atoyra, Metim, Lo Godlu Batoyra, Beschus Akesif Shekiblu Machamev. You have to know, if you go back historically, you'll see that Roy Vruba of Gedol Israel does not become Gedol Israel in the back of the money they got from the in-laws. Hamatzia tzoychicha sh'roiva ha'eloim she'hashpio alayim es kol anois olam hazeh v'kesef rav lo godli b'teir v'yishamayim. All those that had much kesef and much money and were given lots of prizing when they got married or whatever, didn't grow to become Gedol Israel v'yishamayim. Dafka b'nei anim, it was dafka the poor people. Sh'omla yoyme v'layle mektoich dachkus lahavin es talmidom v'shinu es halocha. Those that went and suffered and battled and tried to understand the locha b'chomu b'kor b'li apoyge. Mehem tzamchul g'doy la'tori amitim. It was those that grew g'doy la'tori amitim. The tzaych never had a table in his house. The tzaych couldn't afford a table. He sat with a plank on his lap. And from that came the tzaych from the Shem Shmaitzes. The Shaygas Ari was so poor when he came to, I can't remember where it was, he became the robber of a certain place. He needed a palace, he couldn't survive anymore. So the minhag there was that the robber used to make a kibbutz when he first arrived. He used to make like a kiddush to welcome everybody, to welcome himself. So he understood that he didn't have anything to make kibbutz. So the people brought, they brought tea and they brought sugar cubes and a few pastries or whatever. So the Rebbetzin served the tea, and afterwards she served the sugar cubes as a dessert. She didn't know there was a thing called sugar in tea. There was a thing called tea, sugar cubes. It was such a luxury, she understood that there was something you serve afterwards. From that came the Shai Gatalia. Once the Bochot came to the Chofetz Chaim talking about a shidduch. when he went through all the miles of this girl, she was this and this and this and this. At the end, he said, there's only one problem with this girl, and that is that she comes from a very poor home. The Chofetz Chaim said, that's the only good thing you said about her up to now. The only good thing you said about her up to now. The girl that comes from a wealthy home, she's used to all the luxuries or whatever, one day there's no money in the house, she falls apart. I have a friend, he once married a girl from a poor home. He said, it's a pleasure, there wasn't food in the house, he's sitting and learning. So we opened up a can of peas. She was ecstatic because that's what she was used to at home. The way a girl is used to eating steak every day, if you come up with a can of peas, you know when you're going to get it. Not saying one shouldn't find a means of support. We're not going against not speaking against Kuna Gadol Yisrael today, that if you want to learn today, you have to have some financial kind of package. Not saying not. You can't have to starve yourself to death. But we see that really the Gadol Yisrael grew from not always from the most comfortable situation. Rabbi Akiva Lachin says in Rachel Bito, Shal Kalba Savur, Gredesh Nivesa, Shal Kalba Savur, Vahem Goru Betzorov Dal. Rabbi Akiva married one of the richest, probably the richest girl in the world, married the richest man's daughter, and they got thrown out of the house in the sob tent, and they ended up living in a barn. Like Tevelimur Shasei Mayulem, they had a bit of straw for pillows, that's what they're nothing. Vinay Vasholchulem Shamayim Zilyanov is a holotype. Kadesh is Nachas, it's Limok. Because both of these, there's Rachel and Rabbi Akiva living in a barn with a little bit of straw on their heads. So he sends Zilyanov, look at them a little bit, give a bit of chizuk, yeah? Eliyahu Novi near Lam Kadam Mushok, he appears to him as a broken man, a very poor, disheveled person. Who doffed with Elitzrifim? He knocks on the door of their barn. But Tuchan and Shitnu Lomat Tevin, he asks, please give me a little bit of Tevin, I need a bit of straw, I don't even have straw. Vermish Ishtu Yalder Ben, Vain Lo Dai Tevin, Lashki Balav, is a Derech HaMailot. My wife has had a baby, and we don't have enough straw even for the baby. Nasu Rabbi Akiva Rochel is a tevin. So Rabbi Akiva Rochel gave him the tevin, gave him the straw. Vishchamnoi meyayedir sheyeshanoshi maniyim meim shafilu tevin ain lev. And they were so happy and so excited, not for him, but for realizing how wealthy they were. There were people in the world that don't even have straw. We've got straw, Baruch Hashem. Vayim simchu v'chelkam. They were very happy in their simcha. The Gemara in the Dorim, Ayin Shah. Baruch Midrasha Vakasha Agoina Tzarech Rabbi Yankiv Galinsky. Rabbi Yankiv Galinsky, the Maggid of Bnei Brak, Moed Kayid, lived in Siberia. The wonderful stories of Yankiv Galinsky. Ever heard him speak? Yankiv is about this tall. So after the Twin Towers, one of his Georgian journalists said, who would have ever thought that Yankiv Galinsky would be taller than the Twin Towers? Never say never, yeah? מדוע בוח אליהו נובי בדרך זו כדי להעיד את רוחם של רבי עקיבא ואשתו רוחל? Why did אליהו נובי choose this way? This is a Gemara, yes? Why did אליהו נובי come and choose this way to מחזק רבי עקיבא and רוחל? והם נעשן להם כסף, הם שמחים יעשה. Why did you give them 50 bucks? That's why you come and מחזק someone who's starving? You come and say that you were so thin him. Give him a bit of give him a mattress, a place, I don't know, give him some stocks and bonds or whatever that he can live off the interest. Give him a deer and bite for God. What? That's how you machazak people, you tell him, yeah, God comes to tell you a hardy situation, you say, yeah, you comfort him, you tell him, I'm worse off than you. In counseling, they tell you that's not what you're supposed to do. Honor of Yankis. Al Kushoiso, she im haye nice name lem kesef. They said like this, because that Eliyahu Novi giving him money, haye tzomed me bekiva lekola yaisa avrech koyro mitsuyad. What you would have got out of Rebbe Kiva was a very, very good avrech. Good koyro avrech. Ulam lo yatemech memena hatana kodesh Rebbe Kiva. But the Tana kodesh Rebbe Kiva wouldn't have come from there. כדי לגדל להגיע למדרגה גבוה זו, היה עליו לחייץ חי צהל. In order to produce a Rabbi Akiva, you have to live a very, very difficult life. חיים של הסתקפוס במיוס. That's the famous one, yeah? מקור for, you don't buy Coca-Cola, you buy super drink. Because you have to learn הסתקפוס במיוס. באופן זה הוא יצאה לו והגיע למדרגת רבי עקיבא לאחר מכן הוא זוכה גם לא אישה. He came to the level of Rabbi Akiva, and after that he also happened to be a very wealthy man, Rabbi Akiva. He got his whole father-in-law's estate in there. Kifisha Kosov and Masech Nesavos, Kolam HaKaimah Satori Ma'ini, whoever keeps the Torah in poverty, so for the Kaimah Ma'isha, then you'll keep with me Aisha. Whatever pshat there is. Lakena Kosh Boch Ushlach Lois Bekosov, Via Shiro Yisoy Kifisha Kosov, Berkas Hashem Hitashim. כאמור עלינו לזכור שישרסנו אינו אלא הכונס כלי ברכס להשם. השתדלס is what prepares the כלי that can hold the ברוכו of השם. לכן אם נתחזק בתכננו בצור הילומים, הזן המפענס לכל, if we מחזק אבא תוכן in the creator of the world, who is the one that nourishes and spanos it everyone, נויכל להסגבר על נסוין, one can strengthen oneself in the נסוין, ולעד את השתדלס האפשרית המותרס ורואי, then you only make השתדלס, that's מותר השתדלס, that's fitting for you and your situation. מבלי להגיע להשתדלס שיש פה נתנו דווירה, you don't have to start doing השתדלס that's got a virus involved in it. שאלוי בחונס הכלים, בלבד עסוק עמנו, all I'm doing is making a clea. So I'm going to make a clea that has no holes in it. You do a clea with a little gray area, you do a clea with a little nidnu davaira, we're not talking about a virus mamash. But you, whatever, you know, under the circumstances, could be there's a moira hetri or whatever, there's holes in the clea. Vila kamuta sheva b'chosu nusinim heim b'day shamayim. How much are you going to get comes from shamayim? The Chofetz Chaim says you can put as many taps as you want into the barrel, you're not going to change the amount of water in the barrel. I'm not looking for more than you have to do. Do what you have to do, and then finish. How much you have to do, that's after Shalom. Let's get this clear once and for all. How many hours you work, how many hours you learn, etc., etc., don't decide it on your own. It's a very complex Shalom, it's a Shalom Adas Torah. Okay? Don't think that you can get away with this on your own, because you might be working too little, you might be working too much, you don't know. Don't do it on your own. Ask the Shalom. I've seen it from my own experience many, many times. And don't ask the Shalom once, ask the Shalom, and then a little bit later, laugh, ask it again, because things change. And Hashem lets you know when change. We've seen many little things. You get a guy that comes about Shuvah. He decides he's going to learn. He sits, he learns 4 or 5 years. He gets married. Unbelievable, see after Nishmaya. His father-in-law supports him. He learns another 6, 7 years. Suddenly he comes and says, you know what? I don't know what's going on. I'm not coming out. I can't manage. They say, what's changed? What's happened? Nothing. Everything's exactly the same. But I'm getting more and more into debt. I don't know what's happening. Suddenly something Nishmaya changes. Well, the Kosh Baruch Hu talking. He wants you to change. You go to the Makoreh with 200 shekels in your pocket, you buy whatever you want, I've seen this. You buy whatever you want, you don't keep a chesh, when you come to check out, it comes to 198 shekels. The next day you've got 100 shekels in your pocket, you go to the Makoreh, you do the same shop, comes to 98 shekels. How did that happen? It happens. Guy can learn 7 years, his washing machine never breaks once. Tell him the washing machine breaks, this goes wrong, that goes wrong. So, I've got to focus many ways of getting your attention. You have to keep checking and seeing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. We have multiple tough kidding in this world, remember we're not here for ourselves. We are for God. Sometimes it needs you to be a street sweeper. Sometimes it needs you to be a maggot shear. You don't know what he needs from you. You don't know where he wants from you. You don't know what your neshama needs. So keep checking. As long as things are going fine, good. But you're going to... Don't think, you know, that suddenly now I see philosophy is a betrayer. That means that they have to start stealing. Or they have to start borrowing and getting to debt. Who says? You don't know what Hashem wants. Ask Charlotte. Let it start to check. Nothing more important than that. Don't do this on your own. Okay, questions, comments, reactions on this. We're about to move out of the Tochen. Well, not totally. We're about to move into Tfilah. We said if you understand the Tochen, probably you're going to have two kashas. First of all, what's Ishtadlis? And then what's Tfilah? You know, what am I davening for? Hashem knows me. He knows what's best for me. He's only going to give me what's good for me, so what am I davening for? Whether I daven or not, he's going to give it to me, right? And if I ask for something that's not good for me, he's not going to give it to me. And if I ask for something that's good for me and he doesn't want to give it to me, he's not going to... What's going on with Tefillah? Remember we said we're going to have those two kashas. So we dealt with Petochen and now we're about to move into Tefillah. So before we do Tefillah, let's get Petochen clear.
Some of us were on Shabbos table 2 weeks ago. But as I was saying, maybe you know how much, internally how much you need to work. Work or not work,
make a start. Tfilah Sabotea. What is Tfilah Sabotea? The fact that it wasn't a safe thing, I'm not exactly happy about this. He publicized my name. The Kim and Fob was too scared to.